right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about a kidney patient who was detained and violently interrogated by staff at the very hospital that was treating him for stage four kidney failure. Huey Robinson was a patient at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. He was dying of stage four renal failure in last April. He spent 4 days in the hospital being drugged and prepared for a possible kidney transplant that never came. In a weakened and disoriented state, Robinson was sent home, according to a lawsuit filed in St. Louis Circuit Court. After he left, the hospital called to say that he had forgotten his wallet. They directed him to park in the garage on Euclid Avenue and Forest Park Parkway. Robinson returned and retrieved the wallet, but forgot where he left his car. As he usually parked in a different garage, the confused, wondering patient was spotted by hospital security guards. Surveillance footage from the hospital showed the armed guards charging at Robinson and forcing him to the ground. Despite his parking garage ticket and patient bracelet, they accused him of looking to steal cars, the lawsuit said. Now, this is a man suffering from stage four, kidney cancer. He's in a stupor. He clearly is in the last stages of his life, and these parking security guards tackled him and roughed him up. And even though he said to them that he was a person who's been in a hospital and that he had these illnesses, the security guards disavowed that. So Huey Robinson has died of his illness. His daughter, Chelsea Robinson, will now be representing him in the lawsuit against Barnes Jewish Hospital for assault, battery, and false imprisonment. It traumatized him, his daughter told Newsweek. I've always known him as a tough cookie. You know, he's the man of the house. Of course he would push and keep moving on. But you know, I'm his daughter. You know those things you can tell when person you care about the most is sad. Now, that's one issue. I want to talk about one that took place in the city of Milwaukee this past Saturday at a grocery store. A gentleman comes into the grocery store, and he has a book bag. Now, this is really just not only a strange situation, but one that is heartbreaking on more than one account. A guy walks into the store. He's got a book bag, and he looks at, and he has drawn the attention of the armed security guards because he's got a book bag. Now, does that mean that because you have a book bag that you are a criminal? I don't know. I don't know what draws the ire of security people. I don't know what they're trained to look for or any of those things. I've never been a security person, never wanted to be. And yet this gentleman walks into the grocery store. He is a Hispanic, of Hispanic heritage. And apparently the security guards began to watch him. And for whatever reason, he panicked. The guy who had the book bag on his back, and his sister said that he had a manic episode, and he had an illness that he, when people would crowd him or those kinds of things, he clearly had some kind of mental issue. Well, he pulled out the gun because the security people were after him and fired a shot. It struck the first security guard and killed him. The second security guard returned fire and killed the guy who came into the grocery store with this book bag on his shoulder. Envision this, if you will. You've got a security guard who has now been killed, and the guy who came into the store with this book bag, who also lost his life as the second security guard, shot and killed him after he, you know, shot the first security guard. What's so strange about the case is the family of the security guard is as angry as all get up, as well they should be, because they lost a loved one who was only doing his job. What makes this so strange is, as I was watching this on unfold the other day, the family of the guy who came in and fired the shot that killed the first security guard is suing for discriminatory practices, saying that the security guard's racial profiled their brother. And because he had this backpack, and the fact that he was Latino was the reason why they followed him around the store in a discriminatory manner and led to this shootout. And so as the family of the person who came into the store with the book bag and shot the security guard is saying, they're going to sue because they feel like their sons or their brothers' rights had been infringed upon because he was a Latino, and so they racial profiled the brother. It is a strange, strange twist as you watch this unfold before your eyes. Now, that's something I couldn't take my eyes off of, you know, because you know that something is, well, both these men are dead. And so, you know, I don't know what's going to come of it. You can't bring either of their lives back. But certainly I'm interested in following this story more so than I am what took place with on September 6th. Because I know they're going to come to some conclusion on what took place this past Saturday in this horrific killing of a security guard and a gentleman who came into a store with a book bag. You know, first off, it's easier to say, well, what is he doing coming into a store with a book bag with a gun in it? And so, you know, you never know. People lose their lives. They do some strange things. But anyway, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. That's 844-967-2789. You text us at the same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.